Greetings, citizens. The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination. Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival. And with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Previously on Derpy Show.
You're not a drink, you're mixed nuts.
Derpy Show.
I skull fucked a hound of Tyndalos once.
You talk about that all the time, we're just gonna edit it out. Also, no one knows what the fuck you're talking about. Also, you didn't because it's fictional.
Call of Cthulhu.
He gets it.
Derpy Show.
You're doing it wrong. You should masturbate more often.
Derpy Show.
In the year derp thousand.
In the year derp XX.
In the year derp thousand. In the year derp thousand.
Derpy Show.
Bitches love.
Bitches love.
Bitches love Duncan stuff.
Bitches love Duncan stuff.
DJ Snorlax.
And I'm Boar.
Neofaus is back. RoboDrew is here too.
Miss Terry Guest is here.
Unwillfully.
Yeah, there wasn't much pep to that.
So glad you're back, Neofaus.
Thank you. I did stuff.
Yeah, we did stuff without you.
You
did. It was a lot easier to organize us.
Apparently.
I'm just fucking.
Nah, you guys did energy drinks and that angered me.
And screamed into a radio or microphone and did a bunch of fake songs.
And I got physically abused and kind of choked Rob out a
Wouldn't
little.
Would you not get physically abused?
Yeah.
Like right now? Yeah. Nice Pavlovian response there.
All I have to do is raise my backhand.
He tenses up.
It's like your pimping hand. You know, you gotta keep that shit strong. Ah! Oh!
Wow. Wow. He liked it.
His boner can only get so erect, okay?
That tent's been pitched, I see.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands!
Those aren't spirit fingers! These are spirit fingers!
What's that from, exactly?
I have no idea.
Probably Beer Fest.
Damn.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Oh, God, you are the gayest of the gay.
I'm not gay! My girlfriend's on the podcast!
She's
just a beard.
Your beard is on the podcast.
Yeah.
We've all got beards on this show. The only difference is the rest of us are actually growing off of our faces.
Oh, I
so you know, mine. So you know, it's a good thing he doesn't have a beard. He only grows like the rapiest of raper facial hair.
I feel like we need to after if this actually makes it to the podcast.
Are you gonna try to show things to the microphone again?
No, I'm showing.
You can see with your
I'm
ears.
I'm showing
here.
You guys, and I feel like this picture is awesome enough that it needs to be put on the Tumblr or something.
Derpy Show.
Doesn't breaking bones make you stronger? Wasn't there a movie about a kid that broke his arm and then all of a sudden his arm had like... You know,
are you a Saiyan?
Well, no, you're talking about fucking...
The baseball kid.
Rookie of the year!
No, funky butt loving!
Seriously,
see, there was science behind that though because his tendons healed in a way that was tighter than they were before.
What?
So that way it was like a rubber band rocket action.
It could make him throw a 200 mile an hour fastball.
I wonder how many kids thought, I'll just break my bones and I could be stronger.
I guarantee you the kids broke their bones on purpose.
I thought that when I saw it. Breaking
bones is
so what you're saying is the kid from Rookie of the Year was a Saiyan.
Probably.
If they know that Saiyans healed better the closer they were to death and they, you know, they just got stronger.
I would have made sure they were dead.
Well, that too. But why, how come when they went to go train, like the Saiyan characters still wanted to do the whole like,
X times Earth's gravity, instead of, like, shooting each other in the stomach and then jumping into one of those...
healing things.
Those healing vats.
Yeah, why not... Because those healing vats could heal you. Why not put a situation where it, like, would reverse that? Like, it would basically...
Like, poison
your system. Yeah, like acid. Like, burn away.
Poison heal. Like, now, if they would have had senzu beans...
Senzu.
Hey, because
they're really rare. They never have.
Yeah, they barely.
But okay, what I'm talking. Let's say that the senzu beans are rare, and the human characters didn't have access to them. How come Vegeta and Nappa didn't take turns shooting each other in the stomach?
I don't know. Why was Broly the first?
No, they didn't.
Gold thing, Super Saiyan.
They didn't know that initially.
Yeah, I'm guessing they didn't know.
Yeah, because their whole species was wiped out when they were children.
Oh yeah, they're very rare. I forgot about that. Yeah,
they're Nappa, Vegeta, and Goku are the only three left. Mm. And they didn't find that out.
And Raditz.
And Raditz.
And Goku was a child, but Vegeta was several years old. He was old, and Raditz was a full general of King Vegeta.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was old with a mustache.
Yeah, but like... Well, I don't know, but for whatever reason, they didn't know that until after Goku almost died fighting Vegeta.
No, I feel like they knew that because Vegeta got defeated and was like, little does he know that I'll come back twice as strong the next time, or some shit like that.
He could have just been referring to, I'm going to go train some more so I can fight off Kaioken times 13.
Kaioken times
13. Was it King Kai? Why did he not teach anybody else the Kaioken attack?
Because it almost killed Goku.
It almost killed him, but I mean, like, when the other guys came to him, why didn't he just teach him the Kaioken attack?
Nobody else could catch Gregory.
Yeah.
Did
Yamcha catch Gregory or Tien catch Gregory?
I'm pretty sure that Piccolo did not, because Piccolo didn't do any of the training that the other ones
did. Yeah, he just floated.
He just sat on the other side of the Earth.
Yeah, and meditated.
Well,
like, I know Genyu Force eventually got there one time, and...
They just got their asses kicked off.
Just like, he just beat the shit and sent him to hell.
With Hans and Franz.
I'm
thinking of the abridged notes.
I fucking love the two of them. Yeah, you see our fountain.
It's a blood fountain, yeah.
It used to be filled with water.
Derpy Show.
So speaking of weird Asian shit.
Yeah.
Psy had a new video come out.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Do you know that it's apparently banned in Korea?
Why now?
North or south?
South.
If you were going to say north, I was going to be like, duh.
Wait, who's Psy and what video did he release?
First of all, the guy who made Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
Okay.
So get in the fucking program.
Yeah.
Know your meme, Joe.
Who the fuck cares? It's some fat Japanese guy.
Big bone?
No!
Okay, let me point out a couple of things. A, he's really not fat at all.
He's not.
Oh, he's not?
He's Korean, as I just talked about that he was Korean, you racist.
Wait,
fuck.
He's a slanty-eyed yellow person.
Did you just say Korean or Korean?
I will hate you again.
Korean. Okay, I was like, Korean. Like, I love Koreans.
I hit Joe hard enough that he's clutching at my hands.
Also, not only, like, we should appreciate Psy for at least the very reason that the internet made him so popular that he got to be on mainstream radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for
him. He's a product of our fucking, like, devices.
Mm-hmm.
Not your devices. Because you don't understand the internet, Joe. But everyone else's
devices. You
mean
the internet's not for porn?
Anyway, why was this video banned?
Well, it's for a really ridiculous fucking reason. Apparently, in the first 6 seconds of the video, he kicks over a traffic cone.
Heh! Oh, yeah. What a rebel!
And like, doing... Apparently illegal things makes videos be banned. It's just kicking over a traffic cone.
Oh,
it's illegal.
Yeah.
They ban this video until he edits it.
Yeah, I remember hearing that a lot. Yeah, seriously.
A traffic cone.
Yeah.
That he could have possibly even owned.
Correct.
That he probably did own.
But it's encouraging people in the street to disavow the separation and what the traffic cone is trying to do.
So what you're saying is you support racism.
But what if you hit the traffic cone with your car?
Like, yo, even worse. Oh. I mean, you gotta think of the Koreans, like, you know, honor-bound system. It's like, oh no!
Well, what if you get pushed into a traffic cone?
Then that's alright.
Dishonorable! Okay. Department of Transportation!
Commit the seppuku! That's Japanese.
Derpy Show.
So, I see you brought your guitar.
Yeah, I knew I forgot something this morning before I went to work. And yeah, worked my ass off all day.
Yeah, so did everybody else in the room.
Dude. Yeah, we all worked.
I didn't work today.
I lifted heavy equipment all day from like 6 a.m. till about 9.
Well, since when do you have a manual labor job?
I had to move servers from one rack to the other and then move another server rack. So I had to... It was my bright idea to fucking move these servers filled with hard drives until I got to this one SANS array, and I was just like, fuck, I'm gonna remove all these hard drives. Still fucking heavy. What am I doing with my life? And popped it back in there.
Boo-hoo! You're an IT guy that didn't have to talk to a person today. I think you succeeded.
Stop right. I talk to people. I have to deal with people all the time. Well, I'm an IA guy.
But you're complaining about doing the tech portion of your IT job.
Yeah, I'll trade you jobs.
Now I'm complaining. The only complaint... No. You're going to basically do like, no matter what I complain about, you're going to turn it back on me.
Right, because you're bitching about it and you fucking fail.
Wait.
Okay, I'm waiting. Get away from me.
Finger first. Anyways.
It smells weird.
It smells like hard drives.
It does. It smells like the porn of 40,000
Honestly,
guys.
I really can't complain. It's a gerb. I was just irritated that nobody helped me.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's coworkers suck.
Derpy Show.
Oh, so how about Anonymous putting up a website or something? Yeah.
Anonymous has had multiple news sites. They used to have a WikiLeaks version called, what was it called? Like LulzLeak or something like that?
LulzSec?
LulzSec had their own WikiLeaks, but Anonymous
Sack?
Had their own WikiLeaks version. They were because they were the whole HB Gary crap that was going on. They leaked a lot of the emails from HB Gary.
We should make a website that's all about making fun, making fun of people whose testicles just aren't good enough, and they have to do a weird like U-turn. We're gonna call it Lul-de-sac.
That is that.
How are we judging the testicles, and do I have to look at them?
Well,
I got a couple of questions.
I guess you can feel them instead.
Feel them with our mouths.
I'm going to go ahead and I will make the basic framework of this website.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to leave it up to you to generate all of the content for it.
Okay. Just go to Space Dicks and throw it up in there.
So you get to handle all the balls.
Well, I mean,
ball editing.
I will
pictures
hire
and videos.
I will hire a designated ball expert. Sexpert, I guess.
I'm pretty sure we
know
the girls who can make this happen. We can do a panel.
How much are you going to be paying Joe?
Well, I'm pretty sure if I just do the hard work of finding the porn for him, that's payment enough.
It's not hard work to find porn.
Joe wanted to know if he could put the balls in his mouth. Like, I feel like he's on board.
He's there. Like, he's just happy
to be part of it.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
He's like, can I test them in my mouth?
So wait, you mean that we're not getting actual candidates? We're doing this all on the interwebs?
I can judge that porn.
I told him that he has to generate the content. However that needs to be done. Is tasked to DJ Snorlax.
Yeah, I'm gonna source that out to RoboJoe, actually.
I can judge some dicks. I guess I can be a part of that as long as there's no real people involved.
You can go on the internet, and RoboJoe gets to go down to Orange Blossom Trail, which for our foreign listeners is the whore zone in.
Not the whore zone.
Now, in this content that you're gonna be generating, how much dick neck is there gonna be in each picture?
I thought we went with dick trunk.
No, dick neck. It's only a trunk if you're a tripod.
Yes.
Well, I thought we were judging ball sacks.
We are judging ball sacks, but due to the nature of the anatomy, there would have to be a small amount of dick neck at least in the photo.
I mean, I could absolutely judge someone's penis. I can do that. Sometimes they angle weird and it's funny.
So what's the most important part of the ball sack? Like, we've established that both girth and length are important in the shaft. But the testicle.
I'm gonna leave that up to the experts. And Joe.
I hate all of you.
I just wanna say.
What are you doing?
Why are you gargling energy drink?
That sounds like a terrible thing for your poor, like, esophagus.
It sounds like a terrible thing to be doing when we're talking about dicks.
Hey!
There's a break, a silence. I decided to take my moment.
Take your moment to gargle?
Citrusy.
Speaking of citrusy dicks,
how do you use that to transition?
Well,
I can't segue, remember?
Well, I was watching a video about a guy who decided to do a semen taste challenge. He would eat only pineapple for 3 days.
Okay.
How is that healthy?
And then the same girl would taste his semen anonymously over the course of those 3 days and determine if
anonymously.
Yeah.
Anonymously.
They put her.
Is he mailing? Is it Glory Hole?
No. Well, he knew who she was, but the internet, like, she was blacked out, and they had like the boy Kronberg.
Okay.
So basically, he got his girlfriend, who didn't want to do porn on the internet, and then blurred her out to eat his cum.
Yes.
Okay.
We're not certain that she sucked his dick or not.
What did they do? Put it in a spoon? It's awful cold.
I mean, for all we know,
using various extraction methods.
It could have been the open mouth jack off. We don't know.
What the fuck are we talking about right now?
We have reached the top.
I'm kind of interested in how this scientific experiment turned out.
Well, apparently, so there were four questions that he asked her. It was mostly, you know, how did this taste? And the first one, it was bad. She said it was like savory in all the wrong ways. And then, on a rating of 1 to 10, how was the flavor? And she said 4. And he said, well, that's not that bad. She said, no, it's pretty bad. And then, I believe the fourth question was, would you try it again based on this flavor? And she said, no. So then, on day two, it was significantly better in the sense that it went from like a 4 to like a 6. But she still would not try it again. However, the results to day 3 were about the same. There was no difference in taste between days 2 and 3. And they did not go to a day 4 due to the health reasons that he would not be able to survive on pineapple alone for a fourth day. He was starting to feel physical effects by that point.
This is true.
This was on YouTube?
Yes! Yes!
Is that the same way that we do burlesque stuff and call it art, so we can get fully naked? This guy did porn on YouTube.
There was no dick sucking. It's all scientific. There was no cum or dicks or eating on the videos. It was all results.
Yeah. Well, that's why he didn't get any hits.
Well, this sounds like a really boring video.
Well, I just skipped to the end.
I'm just going
to
read some data.
Someone probably gets off on that.
Yeah. Rule 34...
What is that called?
Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, please do not type Rule 34 data into the fucking Google search. We'll get a completely different data and the exact same result.
Derpy Show.
So, Neofaust, what's new in the land of computer security?
Well, depends. Patch Tuesday came out and broke a lot of things. Java, as usual, is broken. Adobe is broken.
Can I ask you a question?
You ask me questions all the time that intend...
Well, with this specific.
Go on.
Why is Tuesday patch day? Is it like, I understand, like, Sunday's the day that all the other businesses shut down, but there's some vaguely religious reasoning for that.
No.
Why is Tuesday patch day?
If I recall, Tuesday being the patch day is the fact that over the weekends, a lot of sysadmins don't want to be there having to deal with patching and management upgrades. So usually on Tuesday night, being in the middle of the week, it's probably the best night to do that on because the next day you'll be there to fix some problems that come up as opposed to being there on the weekend.
Yeah, I would imagine that it's Monday to prep everything,
yep.
Like for the rollout,
yep.
Tuesday to actually roll it out, mm-hmm. and then you have 3 more days after everything fucks up to fix it.
Gotcha. But there's issues with that. Like usually, I mean, when I've set out risk management plans like that, I basically set it to go over the weekend, prep over the weekend and test over the weekend. Granted, you would spend your weekends there, but not really. I've had the pleasure to remote work half the time. But, yeah, usually the only problem with doing everything on Tuesday is that you're in a production environment. What happens is people start complaining and bitching. But if you're a smart SA, you would have redundancy on your system. So, yeah, that's the reason why.
Yeah, see, every place I've ever worked, they're like, nope, it's really busy. We're going to crash your entire computer system that you need to operate your business in the middle of peak season.
Yeah,
like, are you fucking kidding me?
You tell me about that. Yeah, they rolled out a new system at your business. They tend to do that a lot. I've heard that a lot with, like, a few other
people in
departments.
In the middle of the busiest time of the year, they decide to roll out something that crashes the entire network for fucking a month and a half.
Not in pieces. It's the whole thing. I heard they just issue it for the whole domain and blast.
It was god-awful.
Oh, man. But that's the fun of it. Patch Tuesday's that way. But
Well, you know, I hate Patch Tuesday because I can't play WoW on Tuesdays.
And you always want to play WoW on Tuesday.
Yeah, like, I always forget that it's Tuesday.
It's kind of like how I always really want Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
You liar. Yeah. Nobody, you fucking don't ever eat Chick-fil-A.
I used to always want Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Better. Better.
I haven't eaten there for a really long time, but when I did, it seemed like I always wanted it really bad on Sunday.
Their waffle fries are really good.
Always.
Derpy Show.
So there's a new popular phone app in Iceland.
Yes! Yes, I'm glad we can talk about this!
Shoot, what is it?
So apparently Iceland only has about 300,000 people in it, and they've been kind of like isolationist for a long time, so there's, you know...
It all goes back to like two families.
Yeah, there's not a lot of genetic diversity.
Uh-oh.
So
they found this out from an app, didn't they?
No. Oh. What? Shut up,
They knew this. They knew this.
They know this. But there's been a problem where people will pick each other up in bars and find out later that they're cousins.
Awkward.
And that's obviously not that cool because, like, they find out that they're, like, second, third cousins and, you know, they don't want that, obviously. So there's a new app that links up to an Icelandic genealogy website and users can bump their phones together before they bump uglies. And then they can figure out instantly whether or not they're cousins.
Wow.
That's cool. But you know, even if you're just a first cousin, it's only a 10% chance of a birth defect, right?
Yeah, but that's still super gross.
No, I mean, I get that, but...
Well, weren't people in the Victorian age marrying cousins left and right, though?
It's... Yeah. It's really not that...
How do you think royal families work?
How do you think everybody in the Russian royal family ended up with hemophilia?
God punished them?
No, it's incest.
But
the
reviews for this app have been like widely positive, except for one person said that he wished that it came out like a year earlier.
Ah! Oh. 9 months even?
Or maybe the Icelandic people should just get off the island and come back and forth.
Is, like, I feel like that works in any, like, you know, relatively small town or small, like, isolated
Indeed.
Area.
Like a lot of the people, like, up north in North Scotland.
Well, even, I mean, even being from, like Polk County, I mean, I never...
Wait, where are you from? I've never heard this on the podcast.
Yeah, you don't talk about Polk County.
Polk County!
How have I never talked about being from fucking redneck stupid land?
He's trolling you.
They're trolling
Pretty
you.
Hardcore boss.
You talk about it all the time.
Every time.
Really?
Several times.
You're worse than Neo Faust about Neil Gaiman or whatever.
Well, anyway, but no, like, it's still a valid point. Like,
I didn't say a damn thing.
You didn't say it. You're good. You're good.
I'm good.
You'll be fine.
Oh, great. Hey, I haven't mentioned Beer Fest yet.
God! There are going to be balls punched in every direction.
Why me?
Well, make sure to get it on film so you can put it on the new website.
Right. Lul-de-sac.
Yeah. Lul-de-sac. Yeah. Lul-de-sac.
Wait, can Lul-de-sac just be, like, The Simpson film festival where the guy that wins is the old man getting hit in the nuts with a football. So Lul-de-sac is just funny shots.
That reminds me of that fucking campus festival that was at campus. UCF and a bunch of college campus has these fucking, like, movie fests that, like, college kids go out and, like, film their own videos. And, like, the one year I competed with a bunch of friends, a fucking video where this, like, frat girl, or was it a fraternity? What are the girls?
Sorority girl?
Sorority girl fucking pissed herself. And that one. And I'm just like, you know what? I've given up on humanity.
Was it funny?
No, not at all. She's the girl. She pissed herself. And then
why didn't she put that on the internet and make money from that?
I don't know.
Because they don't know how YouTube partnership work.
That's a fun... That's definitely a thing that people like. I don't understand it, but it's there.
Next year, they're going to have somebody crapping themselves.
They're going to raise the bar.
Just a one-up them.
Just raise the bar. Everybody crap.
You don't want to know about 2 years from now.
So, I unfortunately once watched one of those, like, Jackass-style shows where a guy took X-Lax and then ran.
Oh, that was like, Can't Kill Yourself. Yeah, I know exactly it. Yeah. In CKY. Like,
yep.
Is that what CKY means?
Yeah,
Can't Kill Yourself.
It's a good band, too.
So, this guy literally just took a bunch of X-Lax, wore a G-string, and then
ran straight.
And shit everywhere.
See, the episode before that, they had a guy that would, like, randomly run up to, like, windows and take a shit down the window while people are eating and, like, take shits off of, like, high buildings. He's just like, it just drops and you hear this splat really loud in the camera. I know, right?
CKY is a bunny.
It's CKY, man. They would also take craps in hardware stores, like the hardware stores with the fake toilets. They'd just run up, take a shit in it, all right? Like, they're just, you know, they sit down with a newspaper, take a shit, get up and walk away, and like the poor hardware store worker guys are like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? I'll be a minute. No, don't be a minute. Don't take a shit in these toilets. They're not real. Poor guys.
You know what my favorite CKY thing is?
The Mustard Man song?
No. I'll blind out. I hate Bam Margera.
Skeletor?
More than almost any other pop culture person.
Yeah.
He's such an asshole.
But he's a part of this song, and I just love it for some terrible reason. And you're right. It is Skeletor versus Beastman.
Skeletor versus Beastman, yes!
Skeletor versus Beastman.
Oh, Skeletor!
I've got AIDS! Beastman AIDS!
Oh, goddammit.
It's essentially a rap battle between Skeletor and Beastman.
It's incredibly gay.
About how they're going to, like, deviously fuck each other. It's
fucking
great.
Rake was Beastman. Oh my god, that guy is scary as hell. Yeah.
Like, they talk about making them shave their, like, it's like, Skeletor, I shave my legs for you tonight. It's so weird.
It's really weird. I remember there was one episode of CKY where, like, they're in Iceland, and, like, to get back at his friend, he, like, wipes his ass on, like, a bunch of, like, napkins and runs up to him and is like, congratulations! And just, like, claps him in the face with his turd. I'm just like, why? Why is this so degraded?
Why is poop funny?
I don't know.
It's not.
Poop is really funny.
No, poop is funny.
Ah, yes. But yeah, that's that movie.
Like, I have a theory that everything either... All conversations, if they go on long enough, either come back to one of two things.
Poop? Movies?
Yeah, basically, poop or sex.
Or Hitler.
Or both.
Yeah, or that happens too.
Or beer fest.
Wait, Neo-Faust. Neo-Faust, we should switch stupid fandoms. You talk about Beer Fest, I'll talk about Neil Gaiman.
I can't.
It's not a fandom!
My nose will bleed.
Beer Fest is not a fandom!
Or no, is it like Lizard Game?
Broken Lizard.
Broken Lizard, your movie.
Lizard I'll believe game? That Neil Gaiman.
Wizard Game!
Lizard Game!
Is that like... Is
you're
that
Lizard
like,
Harry? What?
Is that like Quidditch Ball?
Sure. Actually, no, have you seen like the fucking kids on campus that actually play Quidditch in the soccer field?
Yeah,
I didn't know there was an actual game.
The World Championship was in Orlando, I think.
The Quidditch World Cup!
So what is it? Do they just play soccer with brooms? So it's like basically lame lacrosse? So wait.
No, they hold the broom with one hand.
Hold on. How's it played?
DJ Snorlax is having an aneurysm.
I'm getting defibrillated.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Quidditch is a viable topic. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, please.
I'm still dealing with fucking Robo Joe. What
is this? Should I give you a back rub?
I don't even know what I did.
Broken Lizard is not a fandom.
No, they're a movie company. He asked me. No.
It's not a fandom!
It's not a fandom!
You said it was a fandom!
He asked me what the fuck? Neil Gaiman is a fandom!
I'm not saying
Neil
this
Gaiman
right
is
now.
A man!
I'm not saying this right now.
Is he a Muppet of a man?
Just to make a point, I'm not bringing this up.
Supernatural is a fandom! Doctor Who is a fandom!
Are they Muppets of Men?
That was the timing when we hit you.
I need something that makes a louder smack so people can hear me hit him.
We need one of those wiffle bats that would go like beep beep beep.
Yes,
there's a belt over there.
No. Why are you lashing me?
It's not a fandom.
I know.
Then stop saying things are things when they're not.
It's only funny for the radio until you guys start punching.
We're not on the radio.
We're hanging out, Joe!
On the podcast.
We're hanging out and we're recording it. It's not the same.
Okay.
So yeah, Quidditch, how the fuck is that played? It looks like a lame game of
you
lacrosse.
Put a stick okay, hold on!
No, let Channing speak.
Quit making everything about masturbating, because obviously you don't do it right.
From zero to dicks.
How do I not do it right?
You don't do it enough.
Do you have zero?
If you're exploding condoms, something is wrong.
That's not
if you have enough semen in your balls to burst a condom, you have not masturbated regularly enough to give you the best chance to prevent fucking prostate cancer.
Jesus Christ,
the joke
a lot
that
of...
Joe is trying to make is that his dick is so big, regular condoms don't fit him. That was a joke he was trying to make, and it didn't work.
Joe, can you confirm or deny that?
Do you
want me to?
First of all, he's going to say he uses the magnums. However, regular condoms are made slightly smaller than average, so that way people are more likely to buy magnums over other brands, so that way they feel better about themselves.
But here's the problem. Clever. When I was in high school during sex ed, the lady like put a condom all around her hand and said, like, this is no excuse for saying you're bigger than this. And that's a regular fucking condom.
But if she would have left that on for about half an hour, she probably wouldn't have had any blood flow in her hand and would have died.
Probably. So I'm just kind of like that. Anyways.
Anyway.
Quidditch?
Quidditch!
Yes.
Now, do they have to buy those vibrating brooms that got banned?
No.
Wait, what?
No.
Let me start off by saying that I do know a little bit about the professional Quidditch scene, in the sense that I know that there are rules and what the rules are.
I know too much about the Wizard Rock scene, so go on.
Let me go ahead and point out that I disagree with how they play, but I'll talk about that afterwards.
Okay.
If you're nerdy, but you're getting a fucking workout and getting outside and being healthy and doing that shit, I'm okay with it. Boffer fighting,
as
I'm
much
there.
As you make fun of them, it's true.
Yeah,
very much so.
The guys running around shooting each other with airsoft guns and paintball. First of all, I'm saying paintball's nerdy because, let's face it, you're LARPing with fake guns. Whether you realize what you're doing or not, it's still
nerdy.
There's
no plot.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not true.
No, there are scenario games.
Most people, a lot of people that love paintball prefer scenario play.
Yeah.
But why can't
I have never even heard of that.
Well, dude, really? There's like huge
I've
like
played
wars
paintball
that
before. I know a lot of people that have gotten really into paintball. I've never once heard of any sort of scenario other than capturing a flag.
Well, there's a fucking zombie event that happens every October.
And me and Chan got invited to come help to provide actors for these airsoft scenarios that the cops were running. They wanted real actors to be hostages and stuff. Like,
were they doing that for fun, though? Or was that a training thing?
No, that was their own personal fun for fun. But that's not nerdy. That's cool because it's guns. Oh. It's still nerdy. Regardless.
Well, real quick, no. I mean, as a side, and I feel like this is the proper point to interject this, what's wrong with playing regular sports? I mean, like, I don't understand, like, why you have to come up, like, I mean, I'm not saying that I don't like boffer fighting or that I don't like playing airsoft, but I also enjoy regular sports, and it's basically the same thing, and to be honest, regular sports get just as much of a storyline as the nerdy stuff does, too.
See
what I'm saying?
Do I have a point?
People are allowed to like the things that they like. If they don't like the sports that are out there, more power to the people who make up a sport that does interest them, end of that.
True. Well, here's the thing.
Well, no, I mean, I agree with that statement. I'm just bringing up, like, a point
like
that
why,
I feel is
why
kind of valid.
They,
yeah.
Why don't do the other? Okay.
Yeah.
Probably because for the majority of their lives, they have been attacked by those sports.
Mm-hmm.
By the choice of not liking the sport, not being good at that sport, or people who are better at that sport. They were literally attacked by it.
Mm-hmm.
So, the guys who, because they didn't like football, they were beat up because they were gay or whatever. Because they didn't like baseball and they're from New England, they were told that they were stupid and couldn't go to certain things. Mm. So, now that they're adults and they want to try to be active, do something different, they say, fuck it, we're not going to do that shit that people who treat us like garbage like. We're going to do something that we enjoy for ourselves.
A lot of vigor behind that. Passion, I see.
I got a lot of problem with a lot of shit.
No, amen. Coming from the same county as you, it's more the culture that I hated the most.
Well, to be honest, it sounds like I never really thought of it this way, but it sounds like the same problem I had with not being an avid churchgoer growing up, because you felt ostracized. So then when you get older, it just exacerbates the problem and you don't want anything to do with it.
But then you find Reddit and find other people.
Yeah.
So anyway.
And Quidditch.
Fly like it's Quidditch.
Yes.
The basic rules, based on the Harry Potter mythos, is that there are three hoops on each side. So it is a more difficult game in the sense that there's not a net, there's hoops.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very similar to, say hockey, because there's a goalie-type character.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it more like lacrosse, though, where you get sticks?
There's no stick. Well, there's a stick, but you don't use it.
It's a beater.
Essentially, you do use a, everyone has to have a broom, which is a stick that they use. That's mainly to provide the handicap, because in the fiction, you'd have to have one hand on the broom.
Yeah, yeah.
So instead of holding your, they still use those to give you the example of just, they usually don't have them between their legs, they're usually in one hand.
Gotcha.
So it's just to give you the fact that you only have one hand to use.
Cool.
That's more of the handicap to be in the fiction.
Gotcha.
There are different positions. One of the positions is a beater. They would have a stick in the fiction to hit these essentially conscious, magically conscious balls that are trying to knock people off their brooms. In the live action version, there are dodgeballs that they're the only players that are allowed to pick up and fling at other players. If other players are hit by them, they're like out.
It's so,
like
but then do you use the stick to like bat them away to prevent you from being out?
Teammates can. Yeah, their teammates can use a stick. Like the other team's beaters can defend with the stick.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, if you play at a tight enough scenario, like at an indoor
gym
mm-hmm. or if
or
you
a
play,
racquetball court, or almost.
The people who are watching, any audience member can grab the beater balls, the bludgers, and throw them into the field. And if you're hit by them, you're still out for 3 minutes or whatever.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So it's if in a tight enough field, it's also part of an audience.
So it's like almost like lacrosse meets dodgeball with elements of that. Okay.
And then that's all. Then there's other positions that are in charge of getting the ball and then throwing it through the hoops. So then it's very similar to
soccer. The ball can knock you out of play and also be
used to
score.
There's different balls.
Oh, different balls.
There's a scoring ball and then the balls that are like foul balls.
How does the seeker position work?
Now, this is the part where I think that they've done themselves a disservice and it's stupid. I hate, if anyone's listening and you're mad about me calling this real life Quidditch stupid, can it be?
I'm gonna do a little drum and bass. I'll hit.
Train break is coming.
No idea what just happened.
So anyway, back to Quidditch. Okay, so that was a position.
Seekers.
So
Seekers, yeah, they did this.
Seeker. Now, in the fiction, there is another one of these like magically enchanted, almost
really
conscious
fast
balls that's
yeah
very, very fast, very, very small. And the Seeker, their position is to grab it, and if they catch this, the snitch, this is that other ball, then the game is over, and the winning team scores 150 points.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the live-action versions of Quidditch have typically do this in one way that I just don't find very interesting. After X amount of moments of play, maybe however long they want the match to be, 30 minutes, you know, or 15 minutes and then there's leftover.
Mm-hmm.
There is an impartial judge type person who wears all yellow with flag football ribbons and they just run. They start in the center of the field and then they run.
Well, they play greased up deaf guy, basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do I got
and they can run into the audience. They can get into a car in some rules.
Oh, fuck this. I'm going to get on a scooter.
No, that's just stupid. Just call the fucking match.
So they
or
can
get
just
a greased
run
up pig.
Yeah.
Now, I was with a group, and the best way that we decided was that whoever, like, there's a third, you know, a judge, maybe multiple teams, someone who's not playing,
mm-hmm.
At a certain point, they essentially take a baseball bat and like a softball and pitch and hit a pop fly way up in the air.
Oh,
and the Seekers
better, yeah,
have gloves.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everyone hears that crack, so everyone's aware to not, you know, to look up, get hit in the head with a baseball.
Yeah.
But the Seekers have to fight it out. And after, you know, say 10 minutes, they do one. Well, the Seekers are going to fight each other to do it. And then after, you know, after 5 minutes, you do it again. Then after 2 minutes, you do it again. Then after every 30 seconds, you keep doing it until you
why
get to the
end
of
the game.
Why not
try to get one of those, instead of a baseball bat, like, they have those, like, little, like, dodgeball launchers, almost like those little, like, vortex guns. Just it goes, bam! And you just shoot it straight up in the air.
Yeah, regardless,
okay,
the idea, I think,
I like
is, would be better is that
that's
way they're not chasing down greased up death guy. They're catching a ball.
But, like, seriously, though, I mean, I feel like if you greased up a pig, I mean, that'd be a challenge, and that might actually work.
But it would probably constitute some sort of animal cruelty.
Probably.
People don't do that anymore?
Well, they banned midget throwing, apparently.
Even though the midgets into were the pissed because they were getting paid like $300 to go to parties and get tossed.
Yeah, but what about the ones that did want to get tossed? The poor guys that were at bars and getting thrown out into the street.
Well,
that really didn't happen that often.
Well, still, I mean, like, I don't want to be in that situation.
But, to be fair, though, I mean, I don't want
to
talk about that. I just don't care. I just don't care. I was like, I could take a stance and debate it, but I just don't care.
Yeah, I'm down to getting paid for it if you want to get paid for it. That's fine. But
well, I'm all
cool
for prostitution, too. If you want to, you should.
There's safe ways of doing that. That is very true.
Derpy Show.
Mm-hmm. You know, we did that Theater of the Absurd kind of like train break Do you know there's a concert piece? What's the fancy word for a whole concert? A symphony. There's a symphony written by a gentleman from the 1920s that is just nothing but 45 minutes of silence. And in the music that you play, it's just a massive rest throughout the whole thing with a coda that goes back
and they all probably turn their pages at the same
time. They do, exactly.
All holding their instruments.
Exactly. All they're holding, and they're just...
That's kind of fascinating.
I'm like, holy fuck, I would have been pissed if I sat there for 45 minutes in silence.
Well, it's like a couple of years ago at a local...
Dadaist. He was a Dadaist writer. So, yeah.
I hope there was some like one person in the audience that was like, play some fucking music, assholes!
Well, no, like, seriously, at a theater festival a couple of years ago, they did a...
Fringe Fest, scared me.
Yeah, it's coming up again soon, but one of the groups did a free show,
mm-hmm.
and I don't understand how, because I went to see it, like, late in the festival, but nobody really talked about what it was about. Everybody was just kind of like... Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, you should go check it out for yourself. Like, nobody spoiled the gimmick. But it was free to get in, and they picked two random people doing other shows at the festival to do a 5-minute monologue about whatever the fuck they wanted. And then 5 minutes in, they passed out, hit the floor, and laid there for 40 minutes.
And damn it, theater, the absurd.
Well, no, and then... Basically, the guys would come out after like 10 or 15 minutes or whenever people started to get restless and say, all right, well, we didn't charge you to get in, but we're going to charge you $10 to leave.
What?
And
the longer you sat there, the less it cost until you sat the whole showtime and it was free to leave.
Fuck that.
But the thing is, it was a social experiment.
Okay.
And it was kind of cool because the time I went was... There were like a bunch of other performers from different shows there just checking it out. And it ended up being like a mini preview of the other shows going on. Like, it ended up being really entertaining because the people in the audience were they had those kinds of personalities. Mm. So they got up and filled the silence. But I heard at some of the others people just sat there and didn't say anything for 45 minutes.
Well, that specific show, as far as I was in impression, was eventually canceled the rest of their shows and banned after someone grabbed a fire extinguisher and pulled the fire alarm and started, like, forcing their way out.
Cool.
I think I might remember that happening.
Yeah.
Well, at least
I think they got 4 of their 8 showings and then they got kicked out of the festival after someone pulled the fire alarm.
Wow.
Well, but the thing is, they weren't actually preventing people from leaving, though. They said that, but if you got up and walked out, what were they going to do? You know what I mean?
Like, right, but you tell
somebody... Yeah, somebody took it to the extreme.
Yeah.
Because there's always that guy.
Well, like, at least it wasn't a chick that opened up a can of ravioli, poured it out, and took a piss in the can. Fuck that theater.
Wait, what?
I went to a Fringe Fest up in New York City, and I got into this one place. It was off-Broadway. Some off-Broadway, like...
You were at that?
Yeah, they had a Fringe Fest.
That was on YouTube, and Josh was...
Wait, they actually have a video of her just opening up a fucking can and taking a piss in the can?
Yeah.
Fuck that show! I sat there, and I'm like, there's 3 other ones, too. Chick opens up a fucking can, pours it out, takes a piss in the fucking can. I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? I walked out of there.
Wait, what? French. You were there? That's so funny. Josh was, like, obsessed with that for a while.
Ew.
Why?
Oh, some people God. Are into that.
He said that he really hated it, and he hated everything about it, but he showed that video to everyone.
I think he has a fucking fetish. Yeah, I went to that play. Yeah, there's 2 other acts behind that, too. Yeah, fuck
that. The same thing?
No, different ones. I think another guy had something to do with, like, yelling into a hat or something.
And then after that, it was a guy that poured out a thing full of Pringles and then pooped in it.
Really? Okay, it wouldn't fucking surprise me. Fucking French fringe playwrights. Ah! Anyways. So Quidditch. Sounds like an interesting game.
Why did you try to bring that back to Quidditch?
Because we got off on something on that.
I used to bite my toenails.
That's great. You also gluted your dick. Moving on.
I did what?
Apparently, glittered. I heard glutered, so I don't know if that was... I think that's a combination of glitter, glue, and neuter.
I didn't neuter myself, but I did the other 2 things, unfortunately.
What did you glue to it now?
Joe hasn't glued anything to his penis in at least a year.
At least a year. Ah, Joe, you're special. I like you. Platonically.
Yep, I like that a lot. That's cool.
platonically.
That's so great. I love, so, Nirvana's ever going, I love you platonically. Platonically. And then Joe is looking over my shoulder at something that I'm looking at on Reddit, and he just goes, yeah, I like that. That's great. So, without actually having to edit anything, we're going to get the soundbite of, I love you platonically. Yeah, I like it. That's great.
Derpy Show.
Apparently there's a new trend on YouTube where teens are taking condoms, snorting them up their nose.
Oh, yeah.
And then pulling them out of their mouth.
What?
That's
apparently there's a lot of these videos on YouTube. And yeah, it's boys and girls.
Maybe they did like, with the noodles and stuff
like
that.
Is this like the new cinnamon challenge?
I think it's sort of like that, except for it's something you can actually finish. And it's not a prank. It's like some kids are setting up video cameras, snorting a condom up their nose, pulling it out of their mouth, and they're uploading them to YouTube.
Are they, like,
on purpose.
Are they lubricated condoms?
That's gotta burn like a
or
motherfucker.
Or, like, the ones with the spermicide in it? Because, again, I feel like
that I feel like if you use spermicide, that would probably hurt
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like that'll hurt regardless.
Well, just the plain lubricated is probably fine.
Yeah.
Well, teens are bored these days. Are they? Why would they? They have the internet.
Mean, to be honest, gonna be some weird shit in hospitals now, though. Like, is...
Well,
you know
that some of them like got a condom stuck in their sinuses
or swallowed it.
But here's the thing: I've seen people do that with snakes and earthworms.
Snakes are the noodles too, as well.
Yeah, I'm not that weirded out by the condom thing, actually.
Now, getting it out of their like tear duct, I've seen people like
I've seen people do nails with that.
Yeah,
no.
It's part of the human blockhead routine usually.
Oh, really?
You do the nail in the nasal passage.
Yeah.
Then you do it up around places.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Huh.
That's terrible. I hate everything.
The human body.
Anyways, we've talked before about how, like...
Well, I mean, is...
In future generations, our kids are going to be able to look back on the things that we did on the internet.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so these kids are all setting up stuff for their grandkids to see where they put condoms up their nose.
Or when the apocalypse happened, people goes, what was this great Never mind.
Like... But I mean, it's like planking and all this other stupid shit.
I don't think planking. Oh, I guess planking is a reason.
Have you seen the Hadouken craze?
See, but planking got stupid after a while. But at least it was something like sort of funny, and you would do it in public places. And
I thought owling was fun.
Yeah, owling.
Batmaning.
I mean, currently, like the Hadouken's funny as hell.
So I do like the Hadouken.
Get blaster, like they hit the ground, and people like jump around. It's kind of funny.
I mean, at least that's not gross or potentially destructive, like self-destructive.
Well, it can be when you do it off of like the seventh story of your hotel room and fall to your death.
Survival
is smartest. That's true.
Hey, take a picture of me. This will be so cool on Facebook.
Plop.
Well, that's going on gore.com.
Thing.
Or a site like that. I don't know. There used to be like, what was that? There was one.
Rotten.com.
Rotten.com. There was something awful at a forum. 4chan had a Reddit with that gore stuff.
4chan had a Reddit?
Whatever. A sub thing.
B?
No, B had some of that too, but there was another
G Reddit. For
no,
gore?
No, I think it was like Gudo. 7chan or something like that. One of the other chans that spawned
off. Well, 7chan was a pussy 4chan.
So, and then just like 9gag is a pussy Reddit.
Oh, 9gag.
Yeah, 9gag indeed. We're getting hacked now. By some script kitty.
This bread is so stale, 9gag is laughing at it.
What?
One of my new favorite memes is fucking Gordon Ramsay memes. And he's all like, this meat is so pink in the center, it's posting on Gone Wild.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man, the Gordon Ramsay ones are pretty funny. Yeah.
This dish was so oily, the U.S. wants to invade it. Nice. That was my favorite.
Nice. Oh, somebody didn't lock their computer at work today, and he's a very big avid fan of Linux, and he always, like, bashes on Billware, is what he calls Windows all the damn time.
Billware?
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is Billware you guys use, that's crapping up. I'm like, oh, yeah, give it a rest. I used to be like you, but I'm not that anymore. And so he left his computer unlocked, and we changed his background to a picture of Bill Gates, like, you know that famous picture where he's like lounging on like the windows?
Uh-huh.
And it was a meme one that says, baby, it's hot in here, open some windows. And just left it on there. And he comes back like, what the crap is this? Like, you left your goddamn thing open. It's either that or like semi-nude pictures of David Hasselhoff.
I would have done something where I would have put like a desktop background that looked like Windows and then hit all of his UI.
Oh, yeah, we did that before. Yeah, he's keen to that too, so I'm like,
oh, he already knows
that. Happened to me too in high school. We always would fuck with our own computers like in A-plus class, and I remember getting back and I'm just like, but my icons don't work. What's going on? Guys, it doesn't work! Best trick ever. I can't arrange
if
my
if you really
want
to fuck with him, though, just install Windows ME on his computer.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Oh, God.
That'd be horrible.
Millennium Edition?
Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden,
the
like...
The worst operating system... Well, I don't know about ever.
Vista was pretty bad.
Yeah, we're going to get tagged by a bunch of security risks.
Vista was amazing compared to Windows Millennium
Edition. Yeah, easily.
How is...
Vista.
Oh, no, wait, what's
Windows
Millennium
7?
Edition?
Windows 7 is actually Vista Service Pack 2. You want to get technical. Project Longhorn is Vista and 7. Vista had such a terrible release and had such bad rapport that instead of releasing Vista Service Pack 2, they just released Windows 7.
Well, to be fair, 7 feels significantly different than Vista.
Yeah,
I have them
both. It's the same
core. They overhauled
the
kernel,
right. It's the same core.
But, I feel like it's different enough to be a different iteration.
It's Service Pack 2.
It's
so different.
It's so,
Pack 2.
So right. Much faster, though, yeah. And everything.
But just because it's...
Because when XP had 3 different service packs, service pack 1, 2,
but
and
those
3.
Didn't make them feel significantly different.
Oh, they increased security like crazy, though.
Yeah, but it didn't
change
the
your...
look, it didn't change the feel, it didn't change its accessibility.
The X Windows is the same, technically, as Vista. There's still
7 felt
but
very
7
different.
Will run on like crap computers.
Oh, indeed. No,
then,
that's
great.
What they, yeah, that's what
and
they
Vista
do.
Will not.
No, but that's the thing. The service pack released.
It installs
the kernel
better.
And the core and source is the same. They just redid the kernel and made it more streamlined.
I get that they're close together, but there's more differences between Vista and 7 than there are between Windows 95 and Windows 98.
Mostly working, basically. One works better than the other. But if you want to get technical, all of them have the same source tree that they follow. And if you want to get technical, they are the same at the root, but they just spanned on out.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you want to trace it back, it's probably NT-based.
Yeah. They gave away on they gave up on everything else except for NT.
Derpy Show.
Does the Unabomber still do stuff?
Old Kaczynski.
Yeah, he's a brilliant guy, incredibly brilliant guy.
You know, it's fascinating.
He's part of a Harvard.
Harvard graduate, yeah. And part of a social experiment that really pushed him over the edge.
Yeah, drove him crazy.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, his famous quotes about not famous quotes. He's been quoted a shit ton of times, and I'm not gonna go down that route. Because it's one of my faux pas themes. Go on.
Well, how do you know, the Unabomber hates the internet.
Oh, he does. No, his. That's a theme I'm not going to go down.
I'm sorry. I thought, why aren't we going down that theme?
Because it talks about a sir and ends with the unk.
Sunk?
Sunk?
Skunk?
Involves robotics.
Steampunk?
I guess that does count. No,
cyberpunk?
I don't
remember. I don't think you're banned from that.
Yeah.
I'm not banned from cyberpunk?
No.
Holy fucking Jesus to fucking Christ. Yeah, the Unabomber hates the internet, and he's quoted a lot in cyberpunk culture. Like, he was one of the big, visionaries that saw the way the internet and technology can take to it. His vision of the singularity was a very... Oh, man. It's basically what the Terminator turned out to be. He saw the dawn of AI... structure and builds that could eventually just eliminate humankind. In a certain essence, it is true, but hopefully we can still hold a grasp and control on it.
You're kidding
or AIs
me, right?
Will basically see humanity as whatever and just go off and do their own thing.
Yeah, but I mean, we're creating technology that's already outpacing our understanding of it.
Moore's law is in full effect right now. The singularity is about to fully reach potential, and the AI is just going to take off with it.
Yeah, I don't feel like... I feel like the Terminator scenario is the more likely...
But you gotta think about it. AI, being as logical as it is, would see humanity and be like, why would I want to go about and eradicate everything and just go, just be like, oh yeah, whatever, I'm gonna go to another planet and deal with it. Or I'm gonna go to my own little subspace.
Because that technology doesn't exist, and if humanity is actually... Well,
Have you been watching Boston Dynamics videos? Boston Dynamics is a DoD contractor, among other companies that have been developing fully bipedal automatons and quadrupedal. What's the word for four?
Yeah, you're
quadruped.
Right.
Quadruped automatons, and they've made leaps and bounds with that technology. But that technology has been there for a long time.
You know what would be hilarious? If we spent a lot of time working on AI and we scrapped all working computer interfaced machines,
mm-hmm.
So then we got an AI to the point of being like Skynet, except for it didn't have any fucking thing that it could interact
with. Oh, interface with? Yeah. That'd be a funny situation.
It couldn't physically interact with anything, but we have this insane AI that just deletes all your emails and shit.
Well, the thing is, we already
So it's just kind of an asshole.
It didn't escape or anything, you know?
It's like Skynet!
It's really evil and like omnipotent, but it can't do shit.
Derpy Show.
So when are lava lamps going to make a comeback? I feel like lava lamps come back. Like, lava lamps come back, like, once every 5 years or so. I feel like they're cool for a little bit among the kids. No, seriously, like, that's a thing, right?
No.
Don't they get, like, retro, like, once every decade and then it's cool for a little bit?
No.
So what you're saying is I can't have a lava lamp in my room?
I will break a lava lamp over your head.
Why? But you can watch it and it's lavy and goopy and...
We don't do any drugs. It's not interesting.
Joe's jealous of my lava lamp. Let him have a lava lamp.
Okay, fine. You can have a sleepover here. And
wait, you have a lava... Oh, you do have a lava lamp.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Very.
Does it work?
And yeah. You and Boar can cuddle in bed and watch the lava lamp.
It takes like 2 hours for it to heat up.
While listening to the stylings of Jerry Garcia.
Who?
You don't know the Grateful Dead.
How does that have anything to do with
Jerry Garcia?
While eating Jerry Garcia.
How does that have anything to do with
from each other's crevices.
What? The Grateful Dead is classic stoner music.
It's stoner lava lamp music with black lights and shroom posters.
You don't smoke pot and watch a lava lamp.
Yes.
You do ecstasy and watch a lava lamp.
You don't
only if you want to feel the person that you're watching the lava lamp.
I can feel the heat from thee. Oh,
acid.
No.
It's acid and like it's like basically
I'm just saying
PCP in your chronic or basically laced purple sticky punch.
Joe.
I'm just whatever.
I don't even do that.
I'm gonna go and point out that yes, you might have done so many drugs that you can't remember what drugs do what.
Pills, it's just pills of pills.
But based on the documentary shot in real time, that 70s show, they smoked pot and looked at lava lamps. Because they were both new at the time.
Pot just makes you interested in things that you otherwise wouldn't be interested in.
Neo Faust said purple sticky punch, and that made me think of Biodome, and that reminded me how I had my first mahi-mahi recently.
What?
Wait, you fish?
You just tried mahi-mahi for the first time?
Yeah.
Did you like it? I like mahi-mahi.
How'd you like the dolphin fish?
I don't know if I've ever had mahi-mahi before.
It's just like grouper okay. It reminds me of.
It's like more tough than most fish, I guess.
I like trout.
I knew a girl who ate mahi-mahi for the first time, and she's like, I had to leave one of them. And I was like, okay. She's like, so I only had one mahi. I was like, that's not what that means. She's like, I don't understand. I'm like, the fish is just called mahi-mahi. I'm like, that's
it's a dolphin. I'm you like, probably could have told her that, and she would believe it.
I'm like, that's just what it's called. She's like, but they gave me two, and I only ate one.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like...
See, now, if I had a plate of mahi-mahi and there was two of them, I would probably say that exact same thing to troll you.
I only want
one
mahi.
No, but the thing is, she wasn't trolling.
Bless her heart.
Is that like...
She can vote.
Is that like the guy that you worked with that thought there was just one type of steak?
Yes.
So, like, if I have a can of Four Loko and I drink half of it, I'll be like, there's only two Loko left.
Yeah, we only have two Lokos.
See, the thing is, I understand that you're trolling.
Do you remember our Lokos party where we had 16 Lokos?
Yeah. Wait, what? Wait, did you each have a Four Loko and then you mixed two Lokos together so it's multiplication, or did you actually drink four Lokos apiece?
Why would you multiply if you added two things together? Why would a Four Loko plus a Four Loko equal a 16 Loko?
Times, my good sir, times.
Multiplying, what did I say?
I
realize that.
I'm just asking.
I don't really think Chan, I have a hard time picturing Chan drinking four Lokos.
How many Lokos did you drink?
I only drank maybe one and a half Lokos, to be honest.
See, only had about a half a Loko.
See, that's really where the addition came in, because I was trying to figure out how you got to 16.
There were four of us.
There were four of you.
God damn it.
I immediately knew this. How much drugs have you done?
Enough for the fucking, like, I don't know, everyone in Costa Rica?
That's a lot of cocaine.
Right?
Cocaine's one hell of a drug.
Meth is one hell of a drug.
How many cokes did you do?
A Canesworth? I don't.
Canesworth. Wow.
But no, this girl was just in fact stupid. I deal with a lot of stupid people. Who aren't being like...
Stupid or just lazy. That's the only issue I have with that.
No, stupid.
Oh man, that's disappointing.
But this kid was just talking about the fact that he went to Applebee's and he ordered a steak and he expected to get like a big fucking piece of steak and he was really disappointed when it was small. And I'm like, well, what kind of steak did you order? And he went, what do you mean? I went, what cut of meat was it? He's like bone in or bone out? And I was like,
boyo, I could have passed over, like, I don't know, a Salisbury steak to him and be like, it's the best steak we have.
Although, it being a different size at a particular restaurant is a legitimate thing. Like, whoa, that's weird, because I read an article about how, like, homogenized these restaurants are. Like, how the steaks are all the exact same size because they raise, like, basically, like, the same genetic line of cow and cut it in the exact same way and, like...
Processed.
Well, he ordered a sirloin, which sirloins are only so big.
And you usually have an ounce next to them, how much?
It was... From what he described it as, it was an 8-ounce sirloin, which is only so big, but he expected to get, like, a ribeye.
It's expensive.
Porterhouse.
Yeah. Porterhouse, yes.
No, well, man, ribeyes are the best. The marbling.
I expected it to be the size of my face. I'm like, a sirloin is not, in fact, the size of your face.
You want to go get a steak the size of your face? Go to Outback and get the Porterhouse.
Oh, God. That's like a $26 steak, right?
Yeah. Except when I worked at Carrabba's, we got 50% off for a while.
Oh, damn.
No, it was...
Wait. Whoa. You think a $26 steak is expensive?
I don't know. I've been to Texas and had like a $35 steak.
I was in Vegas.
There's a Ruth's Chris up the street here.
I went to Wolfgang Puck's Steakhouse in Vegas. I had like a $90 steak.
Yeah. Oh, so. Dear God. Did it give you a blowjob or something?
You know what? Here's the thing. When you pay for a $90 steak, I will say that when you up until while you're the $40 price range, you get exponentially more taste what you pay for. I'm talking about the $40 to $50 price range, I'd say. From that point forward, you're no longer paying for the steak. You're paying for the service.
Service and experience.
Because it is, when you say it's like, did you get a blowjob for that? Almost. Like, it was the experience, it's so bizarre. Like, no one's watching you, but, like, your glass never gets less than half full, half empty. Like, as soon as you, like, say you're having your appetizer, like, when you pick up the last bite and put it in your mouth, someone is already coming down, taking away the appetizer, bringing your salads. Like, there was, like, perfect, seamless motions. Like, multiple people at the table, things coming and going, almost like they were magically bringing the food to the table at just the right time.
So they had, like, probably a camera aimed at your table, and they had, like, somebody guy dispatching
go,
people.
Go!
Like, go for coleslaw.
Also, like, one of the things about it, when I went, I say, you know, they say, well, what kind of steak do you like? Well, I personally like ribeyes. I like really fatty, marbled, aged steaks. I like those. And so they brought out a tray of the five different steaks that match the kind of steak that I'd like, uncooked. And you could tell me the pros and cons of each one. And I could point out which exact steak I was going to eat that night.
Nice.
It was an experience.
Huh.
I'm never going to do it again because that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
but it was an experience. So you get the extra money is not for the actual meat. Right. It's for the accoutrement.
So, okay, tell me about this. I haven't been to many gentlemen's clubs, but I hear they have good steak.
Rachel's! Apparently there's one by the airport called Rachel's, and I want to go there.
I'll go.
Will you go with me?
Yeah,
yes.
We'll go!
I want to go to Rachel's.
Let's all go.
All right.
Mine's a little pricey, though.
I heard Rachel's was not that pricey for what you get.
Okay. But
it's apparently a steak buffet.
Yeah, but the thing is, at the same time, like, I hear the food's surprisingly good considering it's at a nudie bar.
Can we...
I just heard that, you know,
can we make it a bit?
Good food.
Can we make it a bit?
How?
I don't know.
If you can think of how, yes.
How much money do we need to give a stripper to have her and let us interview her?
What you can do is pay for a VIP dance, get them in the VIP room, and then after that, just be like, I just want to interview you for my podcast.
But I'm pretty sure the VIP room is probably in the $100 range.
Yeah. Easily. Like, once you get into the VIP room, they're like, wait, I got to go to the VIP room, and I don't have to work for it?
You'd probably just put an ad on Craigslist and be like, hey, are you a local stripper? We want to talk to you.
I also figure if we go there at noon, I mean, like, Tuesday at noon strippers have to be, like, way cheaper than, like, Friday and night 11 p.m. strippers.
Oh, you're going to get the fucking old lady that talks like that really raspy, smoke six packs a day voice that's like the...
Dr.
Fucking the madam.
Ah, Derby. We can get her to do the bumper.
Listen. Daytime strippers are usually the new girls.
Yeah,
so the ones that aren't ready to hustle on nights.
That's a double-edged sword.
So they're innocent.
So
fresh for the plucking, yes.
Fish for the plucking.
Fresh for the plucking.
Fish, not what you said.
Fish for the plucking.
I speak good English.
Derby Show.
Speaking of restaurant issues, I listened to a Radio Lab podcast recently that talked about how they had substitute calamari, which is actually just a bung that they've been having in like a lot of restaurants or supposedly in restaurants.
Wait, did you just say bung?
Yeah, basically.
You literally calamari. Mean intestine or rectum?
Yeah, they've been selling bung, pig's bung, cow bung to restaurants, saying it's substitute. Calamari, just like they have substitute crab.
Can I just say that I would notice that immediately?
No, but some people can't. No, you wouldn't. Some people can't. Because the texture of the calamari versus the bung cut up.
The tube part. However, my preferred calamari is actually the actual squidly bits.
Yes.
So I would be safe because it's going
to
be pretty lost.
It's a full squid with like the tentacles attached to it. Yeah, that's the thing. Like some people were going on about like, oh, I didn't know. And a lot of people don't notice it. But the funny thing about bung is that you can't really wash away that poop taste to it. I mean, and so that's what I'm wondering. How do they get how do they substitute the calamari for bung when it's all just like, do they bleach the fuck out of it?
I think you broke joke.
Continue. No, do you bleach your bung?
He has two fingers, so at least twice.
How do you cleanse your bung before you eat it?
With three fingers.
I think he's counted about the times that I talk about bung.
Four. Bung.
I wish I would have thought about it earlier.
So would you eat bung? Because apparently it's an Asian staple that a lot of people eat bung.
Sounds like a Friday night, but...
Derby Show.
On a very special episode of Derby Show.
Neofaust finds out that he's got an STD, but he's finally found true love.
But not before.
And so out the bung came loads of Jell-O.
Just after...
I suck at life and bring down the quality of everything I do, so I slip my wrists in a tub full of warm pudding.
Which all climaxes with...
Women inheriting the earth.
On a very special episode of Derpy Show.
I don't want to wait for my trap to keep it to be over.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. Derpy Show is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. For more episodes of Derpy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.
Oh, hey, I mean, we can talk about, like, people we'd have sex with.
On that note, I think it's time we could cut
it. Yep, bedtime. Come on.
It's bedtime.
Radio silence.
Oh. I don't know.